welcome to today's Christmas quiz. Hello everyone and welcome. Got a bit of Christmas music in the background. Today we're going to have a medically themed Christmas quiz. This will be the first of probably quite a few in the lead up to Christmas. So let's make a start. So it's going to be 10 questions and we're going to start with question number one. So question number one, which of the following is also known as Christmas disease? Is it A, haemophilia A, B, haemophilia B, or C, haemophilia C? So that's question number one. Question number two, a 60-year-old ex-construction worker presents with shortness of breath. A chest x-ray reveals holly leaf plaques. Which of the following structures is most likely to be calcified? Is it A, ascending aorta, B, pleura, or C, coronary arteries? Question number three, in which two conditions can you get a snowman sign? Question number three. Question number four, in which of the following conditions would you be most likely to have a Christmas tree bladder? Is it A, posterior urethral valves, B, neurogenic bladder, or C, renal calculi? Question number five, which condition would get better if someone threw a snowball at your eye? Which condition would get better if someone threw a snowball at your eye? Question number six, which condition would give you an elf-like face? Which condition would give you an elf-like face? Question number seven, according to the 2017 BMJ, why are men more susceptible to the flu? Question number eight, what is the estimated body mass index of Father Christmas? Is it A, 20, B, 30, or C, 40? Question number nine, high concentrations of alcohol have what effect on most blood vessels? And question number 10, according to the British Cheese Journal, what type of dreams does cheddar increase your risk of? So there are 10 questions. I'll give you some time to fill out your answers. Okay, let's get some answers in. So, we're going to start off with question number one. So, the following that's known as Christmas disease is haemophilia B, which is factor 9 deficiency, called Christmas disease because it was first reported in a patient called Stephen Christmas in 1952. And of course, has tracing back to Queen Victoria in terms of also known as being royal disease. Question number two, holly leaf plaques can be seen in pleural calcification. For question number two. Question number three, in which two conditions can you get a snowman sign? The first one is total anomalous pulmonary venous return, which is when your entire pulmonary venous flow is directed to your right atrium via your superior vena cava, and the altered appearance to your superior mediastinum gives you a snowman appearance. And the second one is pituitary macroadenomas that can be indented because they're relatively soft tumours, as tumours go. Question number four, Christmas tree bladder, you can get in severe neurogenic bladder, so that would be B, with increased sphincter tone. Question number five, which condition would get better if someone threw a snowball at your eye? Would be myasthenia gravis, because this forms the basis of the ice pack test, where an improvement of the ptosis of 2 millimetres is considered significant, and the cold in the ice pack test decreases your acetylcholinesterase activity, so increases the amount of postsynaptic acetylcholine available. Question number six, elf-like faces is seen in Williams syndrome, that's due to chromosome 7 deletion and can be associated with supravalvular aortic stenosis. Question number 7. This is science. Men are more susceptible to the flu because estradiol is immunoprotective. Testosterone is immunosuppressive. And that shows why women who have got autoimmune disease have reduced severity of symptoms when they're pregnant due to these hormonal differences, but have more severe presentations of flu during pregnancy. Question number 8, the estimated body mass index is 40 for Father Christmas, that would be C. For number 9, the high concentration of alcohol will tend to vasoconstrict vessels, and that is a calcium ion dependent vasoconstriction. And question number 10, the type of dreams that Cheddar increase your risk of is dreams of celebrities. Stilton will increase your risk of crazy vivid dreams. All scientific, I'm sure. And cheese has actually been associated with improving sleep quality. And that is because of the presence of high levels of tryptophan that helps induce sleep. So I hope this has been an enjoyable Christmas themed medical quiz for you to enjoy. Stay tuned for the next podcast.